Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we are just...
Get in.
What the hell's going
what
on?
All
righty.
Yeah. That's so tough.
All right, for some of our friends, it's payday. And for others, they're just... They've never been more broke.
Barely scraping by, yes. Truly. They can't even eat.
All right, where's everyone at, Breeze?
Oh, they are here. They are ramped. They are ready. You know, the funny thing about living life is inflation has gone up exponentially, but our salaries haven't. So,
yeah,
really,
well, you speak
really
for everyone.
Tough. It's really tough.
We'll be okay.
Hopefully, or we won't, but we'll all find out together as one. Kayla's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high today because I purchased a pool off Amazon that should be coming today. I can't wait to get that bad boy set up.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Dip those little toesies in there.
Mm-hmm. We used to have like a, what is it, mini above ground pool just before we had our big pool. Dive right in. We would do whirlpools in it, and it exploded one day, so...
Yeah, sure.
Can't do that.
The core memories.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be 83 for the high today. It's going to be another warm day. Not like yesterday.
83, I feel like, is
that's more comfortable.
Tolerable.
Yeah, that's kind of that's comfortable. You can deal with that. You can still go outside for a 6-mile jog.
Yeah, do a video of that. Please document that for us.
Yep, and I didn't say it was me.
Who else is here? We have our girl... Haley's weighing in. She says, vibes are high today, feeling good just because it's another day above ground, feeling good and thankful for my life. Love that for you, Haley.
Aww.
Very sentimental. And then Danielle is here also. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm feeling okay. I am not the coolest in my apartment, but my AC unit at work is thriving. Not you working extra hours just to avoid the heat.
Yeah, right? Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I was actually very impressed with my RG&E bill yesterday. $45.
Love it.
I'll take that for cranking the AC. It's the only time I've ever actually been happy with them.
Next month it's going to be like $4,500.
Yeah, I know. Like, we forgot a couple of zeros.
Yeah, literally.
Yep. What's up with you?
Nothing really. I mean... Vibes are all right. We're chilling. Nothing crazy to report.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
good.
It's just kind of like, you know, mediocre in the best possible way. You know?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, Breeze, it's okay to not have a ton of plans.
Yeah, might go on the boat tonight, might not. Here's the thing about the boat. I love it, and I'm not trying to sound spoiled or anything, but... It's a far drive to get down there. You're going every day. And
yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. Totally get that.
Sometimes you're like, I don't think I can do it. It's an hour round trip. 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, I'm very excited because you know me, a big dinner guy. Huge dinner energy. Huge. And typically when I have dinner with my buddies, it never ends well. One is hardcore Republican, the other is hardcore Democrat. And I told them several times, like, I have no interest in having dinner with you guys tonight if you're going to do this all over again. I secretly recorded them last time, just going head to head with each other, because then I wanted to take the opportunity to send it to them to show them how stupid they look and sound. I was like, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me in public because of politics. I go, you guys nuts? Why would you have this conversation at dinner?
Right.
You knew it was going to happen. So they both have kids. So typically when we do this, we got to plan it for a month in advance. Well, tonight's the night. And I'm very hesitant if I even want to go. But I have to go now.
To him before and be like, I'm only
remember this?
Going if this comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah, right.
And send the link.
So keep you updated with that. And by the way, we're going to a small place too. There's like 10 tables. So
yeah, going to dinner with them is your version of self-harm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I love the punishment. Mm-hmm. Speaking of politics, Mayor Malik Evans has declared victory in the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor. Comfortable lead last night. We'll tell you all about that and why they feel like this was a historically low voter turnout for the first time in a long time. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Have you heard?
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. Looking at 83 for the high today. All right, let's get right into it. Mayor Malik Evans, a.k.a. Fleeky Maliki, has declared victory in the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor, having a very comfortable lead yesterday against his two challengers. Now, historically, whoever wins the primary wins the November election, but Evans was visibly emotional last night as he spoke at the podium of his election headquarters at the Strathallen Hotel, and he spoke about his efforts to combat crime in the city. And he thanked all his supporters for helping him secure the Democratic nomination. The race was on track to be a historically low voter turnout because last night around 8 p.m., approximately 12,000 people had voted. In comparison to the primary 4 years ago in 2017, where they saw, in comparison to years back in 2017 when they saw 20,000 voters, officials said. So early voting in the city was down 20%. And the raising questions is whether or not the heat played a role in the low turnout from yesterday. But Mayor Evans focused his campaign on building momentum and highlighting that 60% reduction in murders has taken place since he took office. So between January 1st and today, the number of homicides has dropped to 14 compared to 35 during the first year the mayor was elected. And that marks a 60% reduction. So that's definitely something.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and I know, you know, we complain a lot about all the break-ins that were taking place and it's like, what's getting done?
Right.
But these are the stats. The numbers are the numbers. The people have spoken. And we'll have another 4 years of Fleeky Maliki in office.
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting after it. We will see how that shakes out.
But overall, yeah, he had a very comfortable lead last night, to say the least.
Who was he going up against?
Mary Lou Pian, and then I believe, I don't want to mispronounce the guy's name.
Another person.
Shashi Sinha, I believe it's pronounced. I could be wrong with that. But it was those three that he was up against, and he had no problem winning that election as far as the primary. Coming up on the show, what do you do when your teenage son screws up big time? We're talking fails a drug test at work. Suddenly, you're the one holding the cards. Do you cover for him or blow his whole summer up? We're going to read you this message that we got from a mom named Christine who's looking for some honest advice on what you would do if you were in her shoes. That's coming up for Parental Confidential next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Do you protect your child after his manager calls and says he cheated on his drug test? Or do you blow him in, teach him a lesson? We'll call this mom Christine today. What's up, guys? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the message we got yesterday from Christine is her trying to figure out exactly what to do in a situation like this. Let us know what you think. What would you do? 585-252-9800. And she writes in, my 16-year-old son just failed a drug test for his summer job. And I recently found out he used someone else's urine.
Oh, God.
To try and pass. Forgive me, but my son is an idiot. I'm scared, frustrated, and honestly so done with his attitude. He honestly thinks he's smarter than everyone else. His manager at his summer job called me on Monday, totally calm, asking if I knew anything about him trying to cheat a drug test with someone else's urine. They weren't accusing him outright. They just suspect it happened and wanted to run it by me before deciding what to do. I hate admitting it, but my son did try and cheat. And now I have a choice. I can lie cover for him, protect him from getting fired, blowing up his reputation, or I can tell the truth, admit I wouldn't be surprised and just let them deal with the situation however they see fit. I need my son to have this job. I can't have him sitting around all summer doing nothing. However, I feel like he really needs to learn a lesson. I really am at a loss. Do I lie to protect my kid or do I let him fall flat on his face?
If you cover for him, you're essentially just like giving him the green light to continue to do stuff like that because there's no consequences for your actions. So.
As a parent, how would you handle this particular situation? I find it interesting that Christine never made mention of why her son had to cheat on his drug test.
Correct. I think that's like the bigger
right
issue at hand here.
What do you guys think? We would love to hear from you on this. Honestly, I don't know. She really needs him to have this job. I would say cover for him this one time.
No, I wouldn't. Honestly, you wanting him to have a job more than getting him help is concerning to me. Also, he can spend the majority of the summer looking for another job. Like,
have you ever had to get a drug test done for a job?
I don't think so. Nor would I care because I don't do drugs.
Right. I had to do it one time for that skincare job.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I took a brownie. I had a brownie that someone gave me. I listened. No. I didn't know
Classic.
What was in it. I didn't know what was
Classic
in it.
Classic moose.
And I didn't realize, okay, I have to take this drug test in 48 hours.
Really bad.
So? I passed. I drank a lot of water. All right, but we're not going to talk about that. It's not about me on the show this morning. Let's get to your messages. Does this mom cover for her kid or does she just blow up his entire summer? Bree says cover for him? Absolutely not.
No.
You lie for him now. You're going to be bailing him out of a much bigger mess later on. You got to rip the Band-Aid off, Mom.
Again, lying for him now could lead to lying for him on the stand under oath. So, just saying.
Dave says protect him. For the love of God, he's 16. You want one stupid mistake ruining his whole future? Talk to him at home. Handle it as a family. You could do that too, sure.
But like...
Sometimes those are the worst. The sit-downs, the conversations that drag out for 3 hours.
Say that it will actually like register.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, it's hard to say. It depends on the kid.
It's a gamble.
It's a total gamble.
But like...
And he's 16, like Christine said. He's got a total attitude. He thinks he's smarter than everyone. But I really need him to have this job this summer.
Her covering for him because she wants him to have this job so he's out of her hair is selfish and concerning because,
to be honest. Out of her hair or maybe just needing help with the bills?
I mean, that's a stretch, but could be. But the more he's away from you, whether it be at work or... Actually, you know what? This is what it is. I think it would be more of a punishment to have him lose this job, have to find a new job, and then spend more time with you. Because you're just going to be on his ass all summer.
Yeah.
By allowing him to keep this job and lying for him, he gets to escape you and go to work and do drugs in the cooler. I mean, like, it is what it is.
If there is, in fact, a cooler, Cass says, if my kid's dumb enough to use someone else's pee and can't even pull it off, he deserves to get caught. Actions and consequences. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Very much.
Tell the truth. You can either have him mad at you for a week or have him living on your couch at 30 blaming bad luck. That's your call, Mom. There's going to be some tough love coming in for you, Christine, this morning. I tell you that much. Tom says, tough call, but let's be real. A summer job isn't worth torching your relationship with your kid over. Cover for him, but scare the hell out of him when he gets home.
Right.
Right?
I can see both sides, but I just personally, I wouldn't cover for him because then that sets the tone and the expectation. It's like when you give your kids, introduce anything to your kids for the first time, junk food, brownies, you know, whatever the case may be. They want that one thing more. So you introducing lying for your kid and covering for him, they're going to be like, well, you did it that one time. You just do what you did the first time. No, I can't. Why not? That's what you did the first time.
You got to ask him, like, why did you feel like you needed to cheat this drug test? What's going on? Mom, it was just heroin twice.
That's the bigger question. That's the bigger question. And if you need to get him help, do that.
Let's get to a couple more messages coming in right now. 585-252-9800. Christine wrote in for Parental Confidential. And the question is this morning, her son cheated on his drug test and he failed. And now she needs to know, as a parent, how would you handle this particular situation? Do you blow him in and ruin his entire summer? Or do you cover for him because you really need him to have this job? What would be the point in covering for him? You're just teaching him this is okay, and it's not. This is your shot to scare him straight. Be honest with the manager, but sit down with your kid after and show him it's tough love, not punishment.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of got. It's got to be punishment a little bit, right?
I mean, yes.
He's clearly doing some sort of drugs. We don't know what they are.
I would just send him to rehab.
He smoked pot once.
You won't need a job. You'll be going to rehab.
Steve says, let him get fired and end the freaking nonsense. 2 years ago, my sister covered for her son who was caught stealing from Eastview Mall. Fast forward 3 years later, he's been arrested twice and he still can't keep a job.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Or I have a better idea. Obviously, blow him in. He loses his job, all the things. He can only apply to jobs at rehab facilities. 2-for-1 special.
How many are there in this city?
A ton.
Rehab facilities?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, different inpatient, outpatient, but yeah, for sure.
Majority vote here says you gotta turn him in, Christine. You gotta teach him a lesson.
Because you know what? I know it's going to sting initially for you and it's going to be a pain in the ass to have him not have a job. But at the end of the day, like, his safety's on the line. So,
yeah, I mean, if you're going to teach him a lesson, this would be this would be the one thing that would be good blowing him in for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for the messages on this one this morning. And Christine, keep in touch. Let us know how this goes down. We would love to hear what type of drugs your son is dealing
really
with.
Not relevant.
Maybe. I'm just saying, you know, I want to see 16. It's Peaks Why Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How many of you have that one friend who swears crystals can heal anything and everything? Migraine? No problem. Let's rub that rock on that forehead.
So crazy.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Do any of you listening truly believe in the healing powers of crystals, or do you think it's just expensive gravel? 585-252-9800. I used to work with a woman, Mary.
Okay.
Who I hated with a passion. Okay. I know hate is a very strong word, but I can't think of another word that's even more hateful. So Mary used to tape rose quartz around her car steering wheel.
Stop.
Because she wanted to attract love. And when we would have to travel for work, sometimes she was on my team and we'd share a rental car. I'd get into the driver's seat sometimes and rose quartz would be covered around the steering wheel. If anyone is wondering what that felt like, just picture yourself gripping shards of glass. Oddly enough,
stunning.
She never did find love, unfortunately. But there are people, and in the past, I've dated women who love crystals. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
It takes a very specific type of person. And sometimes it's like you look at somebody and you don't peg them as a crystal girly, but they are.
Right.
They are. They're a closeted crystal girly.
You know, and even some men too. Like, I have a little satchel of crystals, but I'm not using them. I've collected them over the years. They get one a little baggy and they go in the closet.
A satchel?
Yeah.
You can't be throwing any crystals at anybody. You don't throw stones from the satchel?
Like, yeah.
A fanny pack?
Yeah.
Where? Why? What?
I've always had them. I've collected them over the years. They were gifts. They were given to me. I put them in a little baggie and I throw them in the back of the closet, you know?
It's a lot of energy in one bag.
Yeah. So do you believe in the energy that crystals are able to absorb and also give out? Let's get to Gina texting in, says, my best friend carries a rock in her bra for energy, but can't remember to charge her phone. Yes, the priorities are out of control.
This is so me. It really is. I mean, listen, is this true? Does this work? That is a question I don't have the answer to. But if it is hopeful and helpful for some people, pop all the way off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, you think it works, it works. But what are you using them for? That is the question. We have Josephine on the line. Our sweet, sweet Josephine. How are we doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Josephine.
What's up, queen?
Well, I've been listening and hearing people bash crystals this morning. And I can't sit here and not say anything.
Okay. You're a crystal guru?
A little bit, yeah. And I have to say, people, there's just a lack of understanding out there, you know, like they think that they're just rocks or something and minerals, but there's so much more to it than that, you know?
Enlighten us.
I mean, they've been around longer than any of us to start out with, right?
Sure, yeah, like, it's gravel.
No, it's not. It's not gravel. No, I'm talking about like rose quartz, sure. Amethyst. They carry energy, like real healing energy. Mm.
But what do you do when they run out of energy?
Also, how do they
You charge them. You put them in sunlight. Moonlight's great, too, on a full moon night. But sunlight is enough to recharge them. Yeah, when you first get them, you want to soak them. Not really soaking. It's not water. But you put them in salt to just clear out all the old energy because they're yours now and you want them to start fresh.
Yes, of course.
But generally, you just charge them with sunlight, moonlight, you know, if you have the time.
Why should anybody believe any of that?
Yeah,
I mean, have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I got crystal. I got a couple of rocks on my own, but I use them as more like decoration, if you will. They sit on a shelf. They're not like floating around in my pocket. Wherever.
I mean, did you put them in the salt when you first got them?
Not.
Because you don't know what energy they brought in with them.
This is very woo-woo. Like, it's just not for me. I just...
Look, here's the thing. Doctors don't know everything, right? I mean, most of them can't even fix their own marriages, let alone your health. They just want to shove pills down your throat. And like, how is that healthy? Headache? Here's a pill. Anxiety? Take another pill. Meanwhile, I've got an amethyst and a black tourmaline on my nightstand, and guess what? I have not been sick in years.
There's no reason for doctors when you can just shove an amethyst on your nightstand.
I mean, you could put it under your pillow, and I'm not saying there's no place for doctors. Break a bone, go to a doctor. If you need a filling, go to the dentist. But if you just want to stay healthy, get some crystals going in your life. Get some rose quartz to start. My grandkids, rose quartz under the pillow, they never get sick.
What is
the science behind
this? What does a rose quartz actually do?
I mean, it's especially good for healing your heart, like if you've had a bad breakup. But just in general, it keeps your energy beautifully charged.
So you were my rose quartz a couple years ago.
So if you're going through a devastating breakup and you're spiraling into a depression, hold on to a rose quartz and what?
Oh, no, well, first clear it with the salt. Don't forget that step. But then you put it on your heart. You can sleep with it there if it's comfortable or just if you're taking a nap. It will heal your heart.
Knowing me, I would fully, like, roll over on it and stab myself.
Look, parents need to wake up. You want to pump your kids full of chemicals? Go ahead. But my grandkids, they've got rose quartz, I mean, in their pockets, under their pillows, and they are never, ever sick. They're thriving.
Got it.
Don't side effects. I mean, I've done my research. The energy is real. You will feel it. Mm-hmm.
So, but you would overall, at the end of the day, prefer crystals over doctors or modern medicine, if you will.
Make crystals the first go-to, right?
Okay.
I would never do that, Josephine.
I am really sorry for you and your body full of chemicals.
Like what? Popping a couple of Tylenol after a hangover? What rock would I use to cure a hangover?
Yeah, literally.
I mean, that's a little more complex, but electrolytes are a good place to start.
Thank you, Josephine.
Thank
we appreciate
you
it.
So much. I'm still not convinced. You just keep saying I've done my research, but you're not really backing it up with much. But I mean, I love that for you, Josephine. I love that works for you.
Oh, don't insult me. Don't insult me, sweetie. I would love it for you if you're willing to try it, but you got to put that crystal in salt overnight.
Is there
use it.
One particular crystal that you carry around with you the most?
I mean, rose quartz is kind of my go-to. Honestly, any quartz is better than nothing, though.
All right, got it. All right, there you have it. Josephine on the phone with us. Josephine, where are you from?
Brockport, born and bred.
Brockport.
Perfect.
All right.
Big Brockport girl.
West Side. Okay. Thanks, Josephine, for the call. We appreciate the knowledge this morning.
Or lack thereof.
Well, thank you, and I hope you take it to heart. Don't forget the salt part. That's important.
You won't.
Is Himalayan salt okay, too?
Himalayan salt, probably even more energy, better charge, better cleansing.
That's what's up. All right. You heard it from Josephine herself. Thanks for the conversation this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you for allowing some truth to get spread.
Okay. Bye. You know what I'm doing? As soon as I get home, I'm going to take the crystals off the shelf, take a couple of them out the closet, and put them in salt.
Just because I'm going to wear that satchel around downtown like it's nobody's business.
I'm kind of sold. There's got to be some truth to what she's saying.
I think she's a whack job. No. All right. This person says, my sister is a crystal healer, believes that crystals heal all. I just smile and nod. That's from Tyler. This person says, I can't stand crystal girlies. The same folks who use TikTok cleanses instead of going to the doctor. Lady, we think you're rocks because we think they're rocks because they are rocks. And that's the end of that.
Elena says, I believe in positive energy, but if I break my arm, I am going to go to the ER, not the crystal shop. Oh, and I know, and Josephine said that too. She's like, listen, there's still a place for doctors. You need a filling? Go to the dentist. And the same people that are obsessed with crystals, those are the same people that are very skeptical about dating an Aquarius or a Leo or a Libra. You know what I'm saying? They're going to ask you, what's your sign? And you're going to say, who cares?
Yeah.
Dean says, I'm a skeptic, but I can't argue with results. After getting some clear quartz, my chronic migraines dropped from weekly to almost never. Energy healing is real. Hold on a second.
Right. Yes. This person says, my kid and I never get sick and we don't have rocks, just good immune systems.
Yeah, they'll do it too.
And then this person says, Josephine is a YouTube researcher. She's like, I read it in the New York Times, aka TikTok. Love it.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Pretty cool news in the Rochester area. Two women's hockey stars from Rochester were selected for the 2025 PWHL draft that took place last night. And one of those girls being Haley Wynn in going to second overall to Boston Fleet, which is amazing. Haley actually is the sister of Ryan Wynn, who used to be on our show many years ago. We were tracking him. This was before your time, Moose, but we were tracking him across the country in a van that he was living out of for quite some time.
I remember the other year he came in, promoted his movie.
Yeah.
We got a chance to meet him.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Very
beautiful
cool.
hair.
Absolutely. Haley, who played 4 outstanding years as a defenseman at Clarkson, also shined internationally as well, won gold 2020 as a member of the United States women's team and the national team in 2023 and 2025 as well, all a part of leading those women to the world championship, which is really cool as well. Another person in the 8th pick, second round, was Kira Zion, a Fairport native, and she was also teammates with Haley. She's going to Toronto, so which kind of cool. Not going to stay in America, but honestly, Toronto is a huge hockey city, so good for her.
The talent coming out of this city is absolutely ridiculous.
It's unmatched. It's truly
absolutely
unmatched.
Ridiculous. We officially claim them as ours, Rochester, New York. All right, guys, we're giving you a chance to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul live in concert at Darien Lake, July 6th. Caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Finish the Lyrics. Breezy and I will play a song by either Sean Paul or Mr. Khalifa. And then we'll stop the music. And if you could finish the lyrics correctly, you're going to the show July 6th at Darien Lake. We do it next. Caller 8. Good luck.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, hooking you guys up this morning with a chance to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul live in concert at Darien Lake July 6th. Now, we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to play what, Breezy?
Finish the Lyrics.
Breezy and I are going to play a song by Sean Paul or Wiz Khalifa. Stop the music. If you can finish the lyrics correctly, you're going to the show July 6th.
Can
Let's go to the
it?
Phones.
Can they do it?
PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Erica.
Erica, good morning. Where are you calling from this morning?
Good morning. I'm calling from Penfield.
Calling from Penfield.
Like Penfield energy.
All right. You are caller 8! All right. Here's
You're
the deal.
Crushing it.
Here's the deal, Erica. I'm going to play either a Wiz Khalifa song or Sean Paul. If you can finish the lyrics correctly, you're going to the show. If not, I'm just going to go to the next caller, okay? There's no do-overs here.
Fair enough.
Fair enough?
Fair
All
enough.
Right. Let's get right into it. And 3, 2, 1. By the way, this is I'm going to go with Wiz Khalifa this morning. And 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Mm-mm. Oh, my bad.
So good.
Silly.
Love it.
You could tell him, just made a million, got another million on my schedule. No love for him, boy, I'm breaking hearts. No keys.
Push to start.
Oh! You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Wizzy Wiz.
I know that is because you guys did it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What did,
amazing.
I don't know the last time we gave away tickets to this show, but it's July 6th. Everyone's very excited. We've been on pins and needles trying to give these tickets away. Who are you going to take to the show with you?
Probably my husband.
Big Wiz Khalifa guy?
Yeah. All from
Huge
back in the day.
Wiz Khalifa guy.
Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul.
Has Wiz Khalifa released any new music recently?
Sure he has. You know, Erica called up this morning, was like, I'm one of his biggest fans. So what's the latest song he just released, Erica?
Oh boy, that's a great question.
She goes, there's so many good ones, I just can't pick.
This is going to be a really fun show. We're going to hook you guys up. And then tomorrow, we have 2 pairs of tickets we're going to give away. And then Friday, the same exact thing. So we'll give you guys a chance to win those. Make sure you listen to win. Hey, Erica, who's the only station hooking you up in the city with Sean Paul and Wiz Khalifa tickets?
98PXY.
98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy, 82 for the high today. What's up, guys? It's officially summer. Monday and Tuesday, it was hot out. It was a perfect excuse to jump into the pool and cool off. Mm-hmm. Now for everyone, though, I went to my parents on Monday. The whole family was there.
The whole squad. They were like, we're literally overheating and we need to submerge ourselves into a pool of water.
Guess who was in the pool? Everyone except the women. Why? If you're a guy, towel, swim shorts, jump in.
See ya.
If you're a woman, hair prep, outfit prep, body ready, waterproof makeup. Are you on your period? Did you shave your entire body?
The rigmarole.
So I'm sitting there on Monday and everyone is in the pool, right?
Yeah.
I look over and there's my mother, both my sister-in-law's mom, my niece. And I'm like, are you guys good? You're dripping sweat. Just jump in. Yeah. They refuse. They won't touch the water. I'm like, what's happening?
I am your mother. I am your sister-in-law's. Like, it is a struggle. A struggle. Because listen, swimming in the summer, it can be a great way to cool off. It can be fun. It can be all of the things that you hoped it would be. But the time and effort of prep and post work that takes place after you swim.
Yeah.
It's a woman, sometimes it's not even worth it.
I'm assuming this all started in middle school when gym class forced you to swim. And all the girls sat on I don't know if your school had co-ed swimming, but all the girls were lined up on the wall, and every single one of them had a note why they couldn't swim.
Because they couldn't get their hair wet.
They couldn't get their hair wet, but all of them had their period at the exact same time.
So crazy.
What?
Also, like, tampons are fully a thing. But I was in this situation yesterday. Although it was ungodly hot, temperatures got up to, like, 98, 99 degrees.
It was a comfortable temp.
Comfortable. I couldn't even breathe outside. My glasses were fogging up. I wouldn't
and you drove.
Classify it as comfortable. No, literally I did. I was smashing into guardrails. But we had, my girlfriend and I had plans to go on the boat.
Sure.
And I was like, perfect. I can't wait to just jump in. Like, this will be great. Mind you, we went swimming in the pool, my parents' pool, on Monday. So the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't shower. I know, disgusting. I didn't shower or wash my hair after the pool because I was like, I'm not going to do that because I'm going in the lake the next day. So why would I do that? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Long story longer, we end up not going to the lake yesterday because of a majority of different reasons, but most of them being it was too far and too hot. My girlfriend's like, it's too hot to go swimming. I'm like, wait,
it's too hot to go swimming. Right. Explain that to me.
Yes, I'm not sure. But I was pissed because of the prep work that I had laid out when it came to my hair wash routine. I didn't wash my hair because I was like, oh, I'm going to go swimming. But now I have to wash my hair. So I washed my hair yesterday. And I know that this sounds very over-dramatized and complicated to men, but, like, you have no idea how easy you have it.
No,
I'm on my hair care journey right now.
We absolutely understand. A majority of us understand how easy we got it. And if anyone is married to a woman, been in a relationship with them for long enough, they see what they have to go through. Most men appreciate it. You got to shave your whole body. And let's be honest, body image plays
a huge... You have to look like a naked mole rat.
Body image plays a huge role. There's a lot of pressure on women to look beach ready, whatever that means. Men can stroll in, that they can look however they want to look. Most people don't bat an eye, right?
They have a six pack, whether it be on their body or under their arm.
And you know, my mom is the type of woman where she'll use the pool and lay on the floaty, but when nobody else is around, nobody has to be there. and then she'll do it alone.
Oh, like secretly, and be in the pool. Yeah.
She won't get her hair wet. The water cannot come anywhere close to her hair.
Lois, babe, it's your house. You can do whatever you want. She's like waiting for everyone to leave. I don't know. I'm trying to not let this complicated situation like ruin my summertime fun. But I'm telling you right now, there's nothing sexy about you in the pool with like George Washington hair above your head. Like, it's just not... it's not the vibe. And I think we're past sexy at this point. But I think when it comes down to it, how much time do I want to put into it? Before, after, during?
Yeah, it sucks.
Not to mention, I didn't even mention this part, sitting in a wet bathing suit. Disaster for a yeast infection.
That's how you get a yeast infection, sure.
Disaster. A disaster waiting to happen.
Anytime I ever tried going to the pool... at like a hotel pool or whoever with my ex, where we refused to get in. She would only dip her toes into the pool, and that was the extent of it. I'm like, just come in for a little bit. You don't have to get your hair wet. I can't. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, pools are kryptonite for women.
I know.
I don't know what it is. One time when I was swimming at a hotel pool in Arizona, I was just floating around alone. I was doing a night swim, minding my own business, and I accidentally bumped into a menstrual cup. Just floating around.
Not the Diva Cup.
I was like, how did this get in here? I don't know what's worse, this or a bloody Band-Aid.
Was it covered in blood?
No.
Oh. Who was like using it as a shot glass? He's like, who wants Tito's?
I was like, who's going to take it there? Is it going to be me or you? And you beat me to the punch.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
The weekend on PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and Fleeky Maliki. 4 more years. Mr. Mayor Malik Evans had declared victory in the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor yesterday. This guy had a comfortable lead against his two challengers, but historically, whoever typically... wins the primary, wins the November election. And Evans was visibly emotional last night as he spoke at the podium of his election headquarters at the beautiful Strathallan Hotel.
George.
He spoke about his efforts to combat crime in the city and thanked a lot of his supporters for helping him secure the Democratic nomination. The race was on track to be historically a very low turnout. When it comes to votes, as of 8 p.m., approximately 12,000 people had voted. In comparison to the primary 4 years ago, when they saw 20,000 voters, officials said. So early voting in the city was down 20%, but the raising question is, did the heat yesterday play a role in that?
Yeah.
In the low turnout?
I couldn't even go outside.
And your glasses were fogging up.
No, literally.
But Mayor Evans focused his campaign on building momentum and really highlighting the fact that a 60% reduction in murder has taken place since he took office. And I know when, you know, it's hard. We don't typically have those statistics in front of us because it feels like every time we read the paper or open the news or watch the news, that's what it is. There's a murder taking place. For example, I go on to the news this morning. 3 people stabbed in separate areas of the city last night. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm. Anyways, between January 1st and today, the number of homicides has dropped to 14 compared to 35 during the first year the mayor was elected. This marks a 60% reduction. If those are the numbers, those are the numbers. But congratulations to Mayor Malik Evans. Coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite segment, There I Said It, 585-252-9800, to share your unpopular opinions. What is your hot take? Let us know. We'll get to them coming up next on the show.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. You got something you need to get off your chest this morning? No problem. We got your back because it's time to clear
the air, baby.
Let's go over to our friend Kathy weighing in. Send us your hot takes, guys. 585-252-9800. Kathy says, if your house has a wino clock sign, I already know you peaked in 2012. My mom is not going to be happy with this text.
Does she?
She's not. Oh, yeah. The wino clock? Which I don't know what's worse, that or the live, laugh, love signs.
I think the wino clock, that's representing issues. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to have a sign in my apartment that said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh. Oh, God. This is like, chug it if you got it. We're like, wait, what? Yeah, that doesn't work when it's, you know, 10 a.m. after the show.
But really,
it's 9 a.m. Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm like, is it though?
Let's go over to, I don't know who this person is. They said, not every bad thing that happened to you was trauma. Sometimes it's just life. Suck it up. There, I said it. All said.
Yes, of course. This person says, watching movies at home is way better than going to the movie theater. There, I said it. That is false. You can't get movie theater popcorn at home.
Always about the popcorn.
It is for me.
It's about the comfort.
That's
of being
my driving in your... force.
For you, it is. I mean, and you put a disgusting amount of butter on your popcorn. There is such thing as too much butter on popcorn. There, I said it.
Don't, because I don't control the butter.
Yeah.
I'm not working there. I'm not working behind the counter.
Miss, just a little bit more. Okay, tell me when.
It's just a piece of popcorn floating in a river of butter.
It's disgusting.
So good. Anyways.
Let's go over to Corey. Country music is just sad pop songs for people who don't want to admit they like pop music. There, I said it.
Because it's like their brand.
Right.
You know what I mean? They live out in Wayne County and they don't want to admit that they secretively love PXY, but they have to listen to the country station because... they want to keep up their image, and I get it. We won't tell anybody. And also, not to mention, country music, yeah, it's sad, and it's all the same. Got my tractor and my blue jeans and my whiskey.
Shut up. That is the country
Brad
music.
Brad Paisley, Luke Bryan, Zach Bryan. Why are they all Bryan? Are they all related?
What's happening? Yeah, there's a lot of lanes, too. There's
Got
a lot of Bryans.
Got my Daisy Duke in my basketball. What? What?
I have my Daisy Duke in my basketball?
I don't know.
None of these country artists are playing ball. Mike says, in reference to what you guys were talking about this morning, men actually have it harder when it comes to swimming. We're expected to have six packs and broad shoulders to look good shirtless. No one talks about male body image issues. There, I said it. Well, lucky for me, I don't have any of those issues. I'm just kidding. Breezy told me I had a dad bod yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I lost sleep last night.
If we don't laugh, we'll cry.
Mine for today is, if you're trying to sell me something, and the first words out of your mouth are, my friend, best deal for you, you're a sleazeball. And you don't know the first thing about salesmanship.
Don't call me your friend. I don't know you.
My friend. Stop.
My foe. You are my enemy.
Every dude trying to sell you skincare in the mall ever. Who's over there? What do you got?
Mine for today is this. Cream cheese is one of the most disgusting spreads you could put on anything. I said it.
It's delish.
It's disgusting. It's so thick. And why is it going on cake? If you have cream cheese that's 4 inches, you need help.
Cream cheese frosting, not regular cream cheese you put on a bagel.
What's the difference?
Frosting.
What's the difference?
There's sugar in it. It's sweeter. It's frosting.
Nope. I don't like if cream cheese is the base, count me out.
Oh, it's delicious.
There, I said it.
There is such thing though.
Disgusting.
You go to New York, you go to those bagel shops, and they put too much cream cheese.
It's
I'm talking about
a block
of cream cheese. I don't like all that.
I think it ruins it because it's cold and it's heavy and it's just, no, not for me. It's disgusting. Thanks.
I'll eat it. Eileen says, I can't stand people who do pizza reviews. It's literally impossible for anyone to make a bad pizza. There, I said it. I can name three spots in the city right now that have no business making pizza. I'll give you one of them. I'm turning the mics off. Breezy?
Classic. No. Horrid.
Terrible.
One time.
Terrible.
One time
they
I got
suck.
A piece of pizza from them, and they had four different types of pepperoni on one piece of pizza. The cup chars.
That actually sounds really good.
No, it was horrible. And it was 3 days old. But
that
that's
sounds
neither here
really
nor there.
Good. Let's
stop
go over
trying
to
make pizza that isn't in this city a thing, because unless you're going to do it perfectly, don't do it at all.
Let's go to our friend Jill. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. If your kid's iPad is raising them, stop calling yourself a parent. There, I said it.
Okay, and then this person says, people can't complain about things around Rochester and then not go vote. There, I said it.
That's true.
That is true.
Fleeky Maliki winning the primary yesterday. Another 4 years.
Buckle up, baby. 4 years left of Fleeky Maliki.
I mean, at least he's not selling, you know, drugs out of his home like the last mayor.
That was her estranged husband.
Oh, right. Oh, of course. Right. So they really put four different types of pepperoni on that pizza, huh?
It was a lot.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Nothing screams a home-cooked meal like the doorbell ringing. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So Shannon, who has been a longtime listener of the show for a while, says, would it be okay if I just tell everyone that my stepson is an a-hole? Or would that be a bad luck?
Oh, dear.
Right. So right off the bat, we had to ask what this kid did that pissed Shannon off so much. And she wrote in and said, Moose and Breezy, so let me share why I'm so upset. But overall, I would love to hear from other people on this one. I spent all damn day running errands, cleaning the house, and cooking a full dinner for the family. Like homemade everything from scratch. My 15-year-old stepson comes in the house, takes one look at what I made, and says, do I really need to eat that?
Oh.
When we all sit down to eat, stepson doesn't touch his plate. Then out of nowhere, the doorbell rings. He DoorDashed chicken nuggets from McDonald's while we were still eating. Delivery guy showed up mid-meal. I felt totally disrespected. My husband just shrugged it off like, eh, no big deal.
Things happen.
Am I losing it or is this completely unacceptable? Please tell me I have every right to be upset. Also, if anyone is wondering what I made for dinner, it was a chicken and rice casserole and it came out excellent. Thank you. Well, I guess I would have ordered some nuggies too.
Yeah.
So it's funny because years back, my cousin was dating this girl and he brought her over for Christmas Eve dinner. I was embarrassed for her, okay? Because unlike this 15-year-old kid, she was 26. You should know better, right? My mother, beautiful lasagna dinner. Crab legs, lasagna, oysters. There was lobster, whatever you want. We had it. It was a meal for a king. This girl sat at the table with her arms crossed.
She's like, nah, I'm good.
Refused to eat anything.
What is the one meal growing up? I mean, I know your mom was like a great cook or whatever.
Well, listen, my father says to her, what's wrong? Why aren't you eating? And I swear to you, she replied with, I only really eat Wendy's. I'm like, you're 26. Are you for real? I said, cuz, look at me. You have to break off this engagement.
They were
you
engaged?
Cannot marry this God. Woman. Thank God he did.
He was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, see ya.
The one meal I couldn't stand growing up was meatloaf.
Yeah, mine was chicken a la king. Ugh, disgusting. It's like a crock pot recipe. My mom would put chicken breasts in there. It would cook all day. And then she'd put just like cream of mushroom.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Broccoli in there. I'm like,
oh my God, I make that now.
Disgusting.
585-252-9800. I want to know if you or anyone in your family has ever DoorDashed while the meal was still taking place. Anyone ever gone to a function where the main course was vegetarian, so you just DoorDashed a burger? Let us know.
Yeah. Period. I mean, okay.
This is right up your alley, Breezy.
No, it is. I don't want to throw too much shade because I've done this before. Like, I was on the modified soccer bus at the ripe age of like 12 ordering pizza.
Papa John's.
Literally. And then it was a couple years back. And I will say I was never invited back to this New Year's Eve party. But they were eating steak. And I don't really eat steak. I don't really like red meat like that.
Okay.
So I brought my own dinner.
Oh.
This is seafood pasta.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to miss out on the party, but I wasn't going to eat steak.
No. Went to a family function for Thanksgiving. On my cousin's side of the family and his wife's brother and sister brought their own Thanksgiving dinner with them in Tupperware. It's just really bizarre. Let's get to some of your messages. Karen says, if my kid pulled that stunt, no DoorDash for a month. You don't disrespect the cook like that, no matter who they are. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amanda says, good morning, guys. Stop acting like cooking dinner is some holy sacrament. Kids eat what they want. Stepson was just hungry. No need for the drama.
Period.
Yeah, you're always going to have that one person. Eh, what are you going to do? No big deal.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I just think that kids have so much like readily accessible to them at their fingertips nowadays.
Big time.
That we didn't have. The only thing we could like order is pizza. You know, there wasn't people coming to the house growing up to deliver food besides pizza. Now you could DoorDash anything to the door, food or not.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
My brother DoorDashes. He just delivered a water heater the other day.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Yeah, your brother does DoorDashing too on the side. What's scary about this too is some of these kids have their parents' credit card attached to these DoorDash accounts, and they don't know how much their kids are spending. They're just ordering it left and right. Now, I had a neighbor a couple years back when I was out on the West Coast who was getting DoorDash every meal, okay? DoorDash was coming 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Turns out she was nannying for this. I don't want to say nanny. She wasn't necessarily a nanny, but she was a caretaker to this old guy. Okay. Needless to say, I find out she was taking advantage of him because he had no idea that his card was linked to all of her accounts.
Stop.
And she racked up, I think my friend told me, over $10,000 in 2 years of just DoorDashing.
That's elderly abuse.
Yeah.
That's financial elderly abuse.
She was a starving artist is how she put it.
Right.
Hey, guys, good morning. I'm not proud of it, but yes, I ordered pizza during a family barbecue and I got called out. But the wings they were grilling looked so gross. Yeah. Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
I don't know. I mean, like, some people would call this rude. I call it using your resources.
It's definitely rude.
You know?
If you order food during dinner, you hate the person cooking. Oh, God. Sherry says, yes, guilty. I DoorDashed a salad during a dinner party once. Everyone hated me, but yes, it was worth it.
Do you hate the person cooking or do you just hate what they're cooking? I mean, there's a difference there. Because I mean, you can love someone dearly and still think they're a horrid cook.
I didn't appreciate how great my mother was as a cook until I got older and moved away.
Yeah.
Because growing up,
Domino's every night.
No, not every night.
You're like every Friday.
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Calvin Harris on PXY Mornings. It's Moots, it's Breezy. How many of you have that one friend who swears crystals can heal anything and everything? Migraine, no problem. Let's rub a rock on your forehead. Do any of you listening truly believe in the healing powers of crystals? Or do you have them to maybe manifest something in your life that you wanted? 585-252-9800. Now, Breezy, you're a huge crystal girly.
Not at all. I don't believe in them at all.
I used to work with a woman named Mary, who I was not a fan of. I hated her. So
that's a very strong word.
Mary used to tape rose quartz around the car steering wheel because she wanted to attract love. That was what she said. And we used to have to travel sometimes for work together, and we'd have to share a rental car. And I would get into the driver's seat, and rose quartz would be taped to the steering wheel of this vehicle. I'm like, how the hell did I get matched up with this woman? How is this my coworker? Oddly enough, she never did find love, unfortunately.
No. Poor Mary.
But how many of you have that one friend in your life? Or maybe you're that person that has just shelves of crystals at home, or you put them in a bowl. I have a couple. I have a few. Majority of them were given to me as gifts. I don't do anything with them. I just kind of sit them on a shelf.
What about the satchel?
I do have a satchel, but that's tucked away.
Right.
I don't use them for anything. And I don't.
I have a purse full of crystals.
I don't use them. What do you do with them?
Again, I'm not a crystal girly. I don't believe in the crystal power of it all. So not for me, but love that moment for everybody else.
Gina says, my best friend carries a rock in her bra for energy, but she can't remember to charge her phone. Priorities are out of control. Yeah, no, tell me about it. Good morning, guys. True story, I have a friend who bought rocks to manifest a better job. She spent like $50. Unfortunately for her, she hasn't applied to a job in 3 months.
Oh,
yeah, you got to do that.
The crystals will save.
You got to do that.
The rocks will heal. It's like the people that are like, God has it. Manifest it. You know, you don't have to work for anything. You can just manifest it.
Well, you need some accountability there, too. One time a psychic told me, with the crystals that I do have at home, place them on a mirror. You got to place all of them on a mirror. And for whatever reason, that reflection will supercharge those crystals into manifesting what it is that you want
Correct.
In your life. Right, of course.
You're like dead broke. You're like, I'll spend my last $3 on crystals.
We have Josephine on the line, our sweet, sweet Josephine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Josephine.
What's up, queen?
Well, I've been listening and hearing people bash crystals this morning, and I can't sit here and not say anything.
Okay. You're a crystal guru?
A little bit, yeah. And I have to say, people, there's just a lack of understanding out there, you know? Like, they think that they're just rocks or something and minerals, but there's so much more to it than that, you know?
Enlighten us.
I mean, they've been around longer than any of us to start out with, right?
Sure, yeah, like, it's gravel.
No, it's not. It's not gravel. No. I'm talking about like rose quartz, sure. Amethyst. They carry energy, like real healing energy.
Mm. But what do you do when they run out of energy?
Also, how do they
You charge them.
You?
You put them in sunlight. Moonlight's great too on a full moon night, but sunlight is enough to recharge them. Yeah, when you first get them, you want to soak them. Not really soaking. It's not water, but you put them in salt to just clear out all the old energy because they're yours now and you want them to start fresh.
Yes, of course.
But generally, you just charge them with sunlight, moonlight, you know, if you have the time.
Why should anybody believe any of that?
Yeah, I'm...
I mean, have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I got crystal. I got a couple of rocks on my own, but I use them as more like decoration, if you will. They sit on a shelf. They're not like floating around in my pocket. Wherever
I mean, did you put them in the salt when you first got them?
Not...
Because you don't know what energy they brought in with them.
This is very woo-woo. Like, it's just not for me. I just...
Look, here's the thing. Doctors don't know everything, right? I mean, most of them can't even fix their own marriages, let alone your health. They just want to shove pills down your throat. And, like, how is that healthy? Headache? Here's a pill. Anxiety? Take another pill. Meanwhile, I've got an amethyst and a black tourmaline on my nightstand, and guess what? I have not been sick in years.
There's no reason for doctors when you can just shove an amethyst on your nightstand.
I mean, you could put it under your pillow, and I'm not saying there's no place for doctors. Break a bone, go to a doctor. If you need a filling, go to the dentist. But if you just want to stay healthy, get some crystals going in your life. Get some rose quartz to start. My grandkids, rose quartz under the pillow, they never get sick.
What is the science behind this? What does a rose quartz actually do?
I mean, it's especially good for healing your heart, like if you've had a bad breakup, but just in general, it keeps your energy beautifully charged.
So
my rose quartz a couple years ago.
So if you're going through a devastating breakup and you're spiraling into a depression, hold on to a rose quartz and what?
Oh, no, first clear it with the salt. Don't forget that step. But then you put it on your heart. You can sleep with it there if it's comfortable or just if you're taking a nap. It will heal your heart.
Knowing me, I would fully, like, roll over on it and stab myself.
Look, parents need to wake
up. You want to pump your kids full of chemicals? Go ahead. But my grandkids, they've got rose quartz, I mean, in their pockets, under their pillows, and they are never, ever sick. They're thriving.
They're thriving. They got it.
Don't have side effects. I mean, I've done my research. The energy is real. You will feel it. Mm-hmm.
So, but you would overall, at the end of the day, prefer crystals over doctors or modern medicine, if you will.
Make crystals the first go-to, right?
Okay. I would never do that, Josephine. Well,
I am really sorry for you and your body full of chemicals.
Like what? Popping a couple of Tylenol after a hangover? What rock would I use to cure a hangover?
Yeah, literally.
I mean, that's a little more complex, but electrolytes are a good place to start.
Thank you, Josephine.
Thank
we appreciate
you
it.
So much. I'm still not convinced. You just keep saying I've done my research, but you're not really backing it up with much. But I mean, I love that for you, Josephine. I love that works for you.
Oh, don't insult me. Don't insult me, sweetie. I would love it for you if you're willing to try it, but you got to put that crystal in salt overnight.
Is there
use it.
One particular crystal that you carry around with you the most?
I mean, rose quartz is kind of my go-to. Honestly, any quartz is better than nothing, though.
All right, got it. All right, there you have it. Josephine on the phone with us. Josephine, where are you from?
Brockport, born and bred.
Brockport.
Perfect.
All right.
Big Brockport girl.
West Side. Okay. Hey. Thanks, Josephine, for the call. We appreciate the knowledge this morning.
Or lack thereof.
Well, thank you, and I hope you take it to heart.
Yeah.
Don't forget the salt part. That's important.
You won't.
Is Himalayan salt okay, too?
Himalayan salt, probably even more energy, better charge, better cleansing.
That's what's up. All right. You heard it from Josephine herself. Thanks for the conversation this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you for allowing some truth to get spread.
Okay. Okay. Bye. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm going to go home now, and maybe she has a point. I'm going to take my crystals out. Got to charge them.
Big crystal guy. Huge crystal guy.
I think she knows what she's talking about.
I don't think she knows what she's talking about, unfortunately.
Hello, Peaks. Why is this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry.
Bear Bear.
What's up, buddy?
You guys are being really, really generous and nice during that whole thing.
You think so?
Oh,
come
thanks.
On.
I couldn't tell.
She said, don't insult me, really. I mean, it sounds like she's got some rocks in her head.
She's a whack job. respectfully, of course.
I mean, you're telling me, Jerry, you don't have one crystal in your pocket?
No.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. That's what I got in my pocket.
You got a lot of
it's full sunshine, baby.
Yes. Yeah. Jerry likes to cut
crystals.
He likes to cut holes in his jean pockets. All right, Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy. Elena says, I believe in positive energy. But if I break my arm, yes, I'm going to the ER, not the local crystal shop. I just feel some people like this woman are completely delusional. Mike says, Mike from Gates, Josephine out here trying to how you're treating amethyst like it's her personal prescription pad. Pretty sure my blood pressure isn't getting fixed with a rock, but good luck.
Okay, this person says, I have crystals at home and I have a lot of jewelry that are crystals, mainly just because I think they're really beautiful, not for any other reason or meaning behind it. I do have a couple of rubbing stones for my anxiety, but other than that, I just like them because of their beauty and they help with my anxiety.
Some of them are very pretty, and I also, too, have a couple of rubbing stones.
Not the rubbing stones. This person says, I don't like the comment that doctors don't know anything. If you know so much, then don't go to the doctor. I'm a nurse, and I bring the spirit of God to my job every single day because God gives me gifts to help people. And he heal them the best that I can. He gave me the tools to stay healthy. I'm not sure about all the rocks. Goodbye.
Yeah, the crystals. Do I feel like some of them might have energy? Yes. Am I going to sleep with them under my pillow? Hell no.
It's so woo-woo.
It's so all right.
Like, whatever.
Thanks for the call, Josephine. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. What is your favorite way to stay cool and beat the heat? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard a ton of people complaining in the last 48 hours about how hot it is. We've been waiting for this all year.
Yeah.
You remember how brutal this past winter was. It just snowed 2 months ago.
And spring, or lack thereof, I should say. There was no spring.
Now, not everyone has AC in their vehicle or their home. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. So it's Breezy really and I were asking the question this morning, what are some creative ways to beat the heat? Like today isn't so bad. It's 83.
Right.
This is more comfortable. I used to be that kid before soccer games where I take a t-shirt and I throw it in the freezer and I let it sit there. And I don't know why I thought.
Like sleeping with peas on your face at one point too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I accidentally one night, it got so hot in my LA apartment and I didn't have any AC. I took a bag of frozen peas out of the freezer and I fell asleep with them on my face and ended up waterboarding myself. And that was really tough.
Really tough indeed. Yes. Oh my gosh. Insane.
But how do you stay cool? I mean, aside from like sitting inside the fridge at Costco. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is a creative way. You can go to Costco and go to the back of the store where the eggs are kept and the milk. But then again, you need a Costco membership.
Not for everything.
You know, one of my favorite ways to beat the heat, and I'm not talking about like going to a pool or going to a lake, like obviously everybody knows, or a splash factory, or splash park, I should say. One of my favorite, and I know you're like, well, I don't want to be inside, but sometimes it's so hot that you literally can't go outside because you'll melt. I say go to the movies all day.
Yeah, you can go to the movies or just hang out at Strong Museum.
Go to the movies all day. It's dark in there. It's cold. Buy one ticket, stay for five. I don't know.
My buddy wanted to see 11:30 a.m. matinee this morning. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't think I'm going to have time.
Why not?
I don't.
You're out of work.
I got too much to do.
You don't.
But really, any food service location. And of course, Eastview Mall. It's not just for shopping. You just go and hang out. Now, growing up, we had a pool later on, like after the age of 10. But before that, we just run through the sprinkler in the front yard.
Yeah. Or there's these like blow up things that you can get on Amazon and they're like pads you can sit on and fill it with water with your hose. Oh, yeah. And then you just sit there and you're submerged.
Right.
And yeah.
It sounds like something that old people would sit on in the front seat of the driver's seat of their car.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we don't really have it that bad. It gets hot here. But the kids that live in Arizona, this one poor little kid fell onto his driveway and got like third-degree burns because it was like 140 degrees.
You can't even drive there. Like if you touch your steering wheel, like
it did. I spent quite some time in Arizona. One summer was in the middle of August, and I was doing a trade show at a convention center, and I accidentally left my name tag in the cup holder of my rental car, and I came back at the end of the day, it had melted.
Absolutely. It
completely melted and warped into the cup holder. I don't understand why anybody would want to live here.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Phoenix, Tucson. I mean, Sedona's beautiful, but I'm like, this is not a place for me. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Way too hot.
Absolutely. But I mean, I feel for everyone. I think that in Rochester, we're never satisfied with anything, weather being one of the big ones, but it was just raining for 17 weeks straight, and now we can't even breathe outside, and we're like, what's going on? But if you want to stay cool, go to any public place with AC. Because, like, I know AC is a luxury, but it's also kind of a necessity if it's this hot.
Yeah, I mean, Seabreeze is officially open, too, now, guys. So there's going to be a lot to do here in the city in the summertime.
Forget about Roseland Water Park that's opening this Friday as well.
That's right.
A great spot for you to cool off.
You got that right. And make sure you stay hydrated because the heat is definitely, it's not done with just yet. What was the heat index yesterday?
Like 105.
100.
Classic.
It'll cool down a little tomorrow, 77. And then next week it's going to start warming up again. But stay cool. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze, 83 for the high today.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.